And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today, I have Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood on the phone to talk about this weather that's going crazy and some things that the citizens, residents of Carbon County need to keep an eye out for. How are you doing, Sheriff?
I'm doing good. It's another snowy day here in good old Carbon County.
Oh, my goodness. It's not stopping at all.
No, it's not. And, you know, we've been asking people to make sure their cars are off the streets and stuff, and we're getting a great response with that. We appreciate everyone for doing that. But now it brings up another issue, and that's fire hydrants. And if you have a fire hydrant that's in front of your property, it would be greatly appreciated if you could shovel that fire hydrant out of the snow for a radius of about 5 to 10 feet. That gives the firefighters enough room. They can hook hoses up, turn the fire hydrant on, and it will save them time having to shovel it out in the event of an emergency.
Now, it's not necessarily, if you don't have one in front of your house, you don't need to worry about it, but the one fire hydrant could be for the entire neighborhood, so to say.
It could.
So, you know, lend a helping hand and help clear it out.
Yeah, it'd be greatly appreciated, and it could save those valuable minutes that are necessary to, you know, prevent loss of life or severe structure damage. So it would be a good thing if you know there's a fire hydrant on your street and you have a minute, you can shovel it out. It'd be a good thing.
And then I think a lot of people forget to check on our elderly neighbors or our single parents. I know my neighbor is an elderly gentleman, and my husband goes over and clears his walkway and his sidewalk for him. He doesn't drive, so he doesn't have to worry about having to move a car, but he does help him out.
Yeah, that's always a good thing as well. And, you know, if you see that in your neighborhood, you see the sidewalk that's unshoveled, and you know that you have an elderly neighbor, that could save them from having serious injury if they slip and fall as well. And it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. And with as much as we've gotten this week alone, I understand there's supposed to be more pretty much throughout the night, that we just want to be sure as neighbors to help each other out.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. And, you know, I live in the rural parts of the county, and my neighbors are good. We all seem to help each other out wherever we can. And, you know, in the county areas on the east end where I live, it's garbage day. I would also recommend everyone get their garbage cans off the street, down the road, so they're not a hazard for people trying to drive.
It seems a bit of a pain, but we just want to make sure that everyone stays safe.
Yeah. You know, the snow's needed, but it's challenging at best.
Yeah, right. Well, all right, Sheriff, I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to talk to us about the fire hydrants and just snow removal in general and what's going on with all this snow.
I appreciate you tons. Thank you.
All right. That has been a Castle Country FYI.